I invite you to close those beautiful, precious eyes of yours. Tune in to the light that is within your body, within your DNA, within your cells. At the moment of conception, there was a spark of light that is known in biology. So your whole biological structure was created by this magic of light at that very, very moment of conception that occurred for you. So you have the light within you to radiate outwards. And there's nothing really to do other than just reminding yourself of that deep connection that is in you and giving yourself permission to increase your level of awareness. I give permission to increase my level of awareness so that my thoughts, my actions, my words can be elevated, can have a higher consciousness, a more ascended consciousness. And it's as simple as that in your everyday words, thoughts, feelings, and actions. What would the higher road of consciousness do in that situation? I give permission to walk on that path, the elevated path, the one of higher consciousness that has the deep wisdom to know when to just hold fast and shine the light. And so now let us hear from Kryon how we can continue to hold fast and shine our light.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is, or would seem to be, the first channeling of the year 2023. It is actually not, for there has been a channeling, and it's happened before on a program which some of you know about called The Double Digit. It is there where I revealed the name or energy of the year. I'm going to do that for you yet again. I do that because there are so many who see this is the demarcation point of something new. Well, it is the new year. Would you be shocked if I told you that spirit does not have a calendar? That we do not then mark years like you do? Or we come out with revelations at a certain time as you desire them? One of the things that you saw just recently is how we have labeled the energy of last year and the year before. We called it the years of revelation. And it didn't change at a new year. In fact, it stayed. Again, because times and energies don't necessarily mix. The clock does not necessarily then go as you would expect it to go, along with the energies that you would expect to have. Indeed, they don't. And yet, I will honor you with a change of energy, a new word to look at. These four channelings for this month will all be about the new year. Honoring you for the various attributes of what you expect, for the planet, for the world, humanity, yourself, perhaps, what it means. Because these are significant changes going on. Let's first talk about last year. Those who do numerology know that it is a complex science. Numerology identifies often the energies of numbers. And in certain systems, those energies will then tell you what it is that is happening around those energies. And that is why when you look at the year's numbers, the 2022 and 2023, you would say, well, what do they mean? Sometimes they don't mean what the numerology says they should. And that's because of the numbers within and what they may mean. Now, don't get confused or complex. Just remember that numerology in itself is a study of science. 2022 would appear to have been a very good year. And the reason is because when you add those numbers up, you get a six. In Tibetan numerology, a six is divinity, harmony, love, beauty. And what you got was a war. So you might say, what was wrong with that numerology? And I will tell you, now we have some of the complications of the numerology to look at. In the year 2022, what should have yelled at you if you were one to study numerology is the 22. Because right in the middle of the year and the number sequence, there was a master number. And when you have that, you must look at the meaning of the master number first and not the total of the numbers together. All this to say that what was really the meaning numerologically of last year was the 22. 22 is a master number that has always been the one that puzzles people because it speaks of cosmic law and duality. And both of those don't sound very enjoyable. They're not. When you see a master 22, it's going to be about learning, about change, about things happening which force other things to go certain ways. It's about struggle. Cosmic law, truly, is more than just that which is karmic or that which has a battle between the things that are featured in duality. It has results, always. That is why it is a master number. It's a master number even of completion, although that is also complex to talk about. Last year, you got to see something spectacular in duality. Those who really believed that they could take something of 40 to 50 years ago and put it right back on you and you'd buy it. And they felt that so completely because that's the way they grew up. And it always worked before. And that is the way that things happened in their lives in the golden era of what they wanted and what they were about. And you got war. Was it a shock to you? To so many it was. And you got to see the reaction to it. These years that have passed, these last two, perhaps even these last three, have all been about revelation. They reveal that which has been in the dark. They reveal agendas you never thought you'd see on the planet. The revelation could be ugly. It was. It still is. But now you go into something, don't misunderstand this. You go into a word I'm going to give you called recovery. You recover from something. Perhaps that has been injurious. Or you might have had a laughing fit in a theater and you recover from that and you catch your breath. But recovery means a return to something that you create. You recover to a normal that you create. Now, perhaps it's a new normal. Recovery does not mean you return to an old way. It means you come out of something and you settle into a new way. This is the energy that starts now. Now, I might tell you that this energy is going to continue. And next year, as I sit here, I may tell you the same word. You're still in recovery. But that is what the planet is looking at as a whole. Now you will say, well, wait a minute, Cryon, there's nothing to recover from. If you talk to those in the war, they're still at war. How can they possibly recover? This is the year that starts the energy of recovery for things that are going to happen that you have not seen yet. That ought to give you hope for resolution, for solution, for things that seemed unsolvable. Perhaps a complete turnaround is going to occur that you didn't expect, that creates resolution, and that you recover from these things. Think of this entire earth, taking a deep breath, and say, we're glad we're over that. And when you want to define what that means, the word that, it's not the war. That is an old energy of thousands of years of fighting, of killing each other, of low consciousness, of not knowing the kinds of things that are now knowable, of not seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, which now is there to see. Being a recovery is something that is planetary, not all at once, not for everyone, but cumulatively will be. Did you get that? There's hope. And I wouldn't give you this unless there was. For those who want to add up the bad things that are happening to you, to the planet, I tell you this. You get what you expect. Why not add up the good things? Or why not expect those things which some feel are in the works that are going to happen? And expect that which is recovery and solutions and answers that are on their way. It begins now. There is hope for this planet. You are in the right place at the right time. That is the best New Year's energy I have given you now for 3 years. Maybe you have come from the worst of it. Maybe there's a few things left. But dear ones, light is coming. And the revelations of all of the ugly things and the darkness on this planet are starting to diminish. Because you're starting to see the darkest of the dark. Now it's time to do something with it. I'm crying in love with humanity for all you're going through, for all that is there, for all that will be there. In love. And so it is.